Welcome back to Spill the Tea Unfiltered.
Hey guys.
So, it was a kind of rough week.
Yeah.
We both had to go to a funeral.
We did.
And then I had another funeral I had to go to. For those of you that remember Brie, her grandmother passed away. So we went and supported Brie in her time. So we are praying for her and her family and sending all the well wishes there. But then I also had a friend die, and it was a coworker, somebody who I haven't seen in a while, but I had talked to her back in April. We talked a lot about travel because she knows I travel a lot. And she was asking my opinion, and she was booking a cruise for her anniversary with her husband. So we talked a lot about that. And she passed away.
That's
she
so sad.
Was 38, almost 39. I don't know that we still know exactly what happened, other than they think it was a heart attack. Her husband came home and found her on the couch. So
I couldn't imagine.
Yeah. That kind of shocked everybody. It's real sad it's sad when anyone dies, but when older people die, it's expected.
Right.
When someone your own age dies. So now I'm like in this mental fuck of like, I was talking to my therapist about it, cause I was just like, why am I trying to save money? Why am I worried about debt?
Because what if you do live and then you can't retire and then you have to work for the rest of your life?
But what if I die?
Well, then I guess the money goes to the cats.
I guess so. There you go.
And whoever inherits the cats, I'll take the cats. We'll have all four.
Addie is straight up on your clothes right now.
Of course she is.
But yeah.
On the black clothes, of course.
Well, at least she's black.
Yeah, that's
so
true.
That helps. But yeah, so it was a really sad week with that. But there was a very big turnout. She was FBI. So a lot of people were there. That I worked with and everything. So,
well, that's good to know. She was so loved.
Yeah. Yeah. It was good that a lot of people showed up and gave their respects and everything. So, but yeah, so that was kind of crazy. And speaking of crazy, how about we talk about toxic moms today?
Ooh.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying my mom's perfect. She's neurotic as fuck. But
you don't talk about mom like that.
I know, but my mom is a great mom. Like, she really is. She's a great mom. She has her quirks, but she's never been a narcissist. She's never done anything like super crazy. I can tell mom like, shut up, and she will. Like, she'll listen, and we can actually have a conversation. So it's not a narcissistic situation. So I'm very blessed.
I've always had a really good relationship with my mom as well.
Yeah. And we're definitely lucky, like, with that situation. However,
there are some people who do not.
There are definitely some people who are not. And I'm going to read some messages. I can get the whole thing to pull
up.
Have
you seen on TikTok where people are turning messages into like metal music?
Yeah, that's
funny. It is the funniest thing. I catch myself listening to every one of them. I love it.
Yeah, it cracks me up. Okay, so long story short, I have a friend and her mom randomly texts me out of the blue. So I'm thinking something's like wrong, right?
Right.
So she texts me and says, I know you've only heard one side of the story.
And you're like, this
like,
is weird.
I know
this is already starting off.
I'm
really
like, I know
weird.
Nothing.
Yeah, like, I don't actually know anything, lady.
She says, can you please ask my friend to let her know how her grandchildren are because her heart is breaking. So she sends this. I don't know what's going on. I'm like, one side of what story?
Like, like what is even going on?
What's the story?
This is weird.
And I think she assumes that me and her daughter talk all the time, but we don't. She's busy. I'm busy. It's one of those, like, when you have time or you're thinking about each other, you shoot each other a message. We see each other maybe once a quarter.
And also, like, what if she's just private and doesn't want everybody to know?
And that's what it was. She just didn't care enough to even tell anybody. My friend told no one. about the situation. But her mom is such a narcissist that she thinks that she's the center of everybody's attention. And so she thinks that her daughter ran and was like talking about her. And she was, and my friend was like, no, I don't care enough to talk about you.
Right.
Basically what happened. So I text my friend, I screenshot it, texted to her. And I'm like, are you okay? Cause I'm like, I just want to make sure she's okay. Right.
Yeah.
And she was just like, oh my God, I can't believe she messaged you.
So she already knew. So yeah. She wasn't, you were not the first is what I'm hearing.
No. Yeah. She
for did. Her to already know, like you were not the first. This woman has done dug into her friend, like her friends list and just started shooting messages.
And
off.
Her ex and her, not her ex-husband, but her husband. She reached out to her husband. And her mom doesn't even like him. So the fact that she reached out to him, I'm like,
it's funny how like people like that, like they don't even like you, you know, they're talking shit about you, but they want to be all buddy buddy when you're around.
Yeah, it was weird. So, but I was just like, what happened? And she's like, long story short, my friend is dealing with some custody shit with one of her kids. And so she had to get a bunch of shit together in within 2 days. Like last minute, her attorney was like, I need all this. And she's like, oh shit. Her mom called her and said, hey, you should talk to me. Or hey, I want to talk to you or something, and like called. And she was like, I don't have time. Let me call you back when I have time.
Right.
And her mom flipped her shit and said, you will talk to me when I call. I'm your mother. This woman is a grown adult. My friend is a grown adult, has her own kids, her own life, her own marriage.
A lot of behaviors.
Right. So my friend hung up on her.
As one would.
And then her mom continued to call her 20 plus times back to back. And when you're trying to gather stuff for like, you're using your phone.
Like
a
it's
lot
not
of the time.
An emergency. Like, right. Mom, I've asked you if I can just call you back. Yeah. I have a lot going on. My kids are my priority. You should respect that.
100%. And most moms would.
Right. Yeah. 100%. My mom would be like, yeah, I get it. You're busy. Like, just call me when you got time.
Same. 100%. So she blocked her. So she blocks her mom. So that's when she starts reaching out.
One would.
Yeah. So that's when she starts reaching out to other people. So I don't say anything. I say, what do you want me to do? She's like, just ignore. So I do. I say nothing.
Well, I know that more was said after that because I've seen the text thread. It's quite long over there.
Yeah, it is. I said nothing. And 24 hours later, she texts me again. She says, thanks. I'm not surprised. And it's with a smiley emoji. Face. Like, and I'm like, not surprised. Like in my head, I'm like, thanks, you're not surprised that I didn't respond. Like, why would I respond?
You should have blocked her too.
She says, so she sends me this long text. So she sends me the text she sent to her daughter and says, just to keep you in the loop so you get both sides. Listen to what she said to her daughter and she's like thinking that it's going to make her like sound good. It makes her sound like a fucking psycho.
Ooh.
So get ready for this.
Spicy. I'm ready.
This is what she told her daughter. I do not criticize you and say mean things, nor behave as you do. At this point, I wouldn't call your therapy helpful. Exclamation point. You have failed to answer a text, phone call, or respond in any way. We love you and we need you, but we need all of you. But you are not the only one with things going on in your life that are stressful and everyone is busy. You make time, even a minute, to call or text and say, I love you, just thinking about you and wanted to see what's going on, as I have done multiple times over the past several weeks. If you would respond to a text or answer a call, I wouldn't reach out to others to see how you are. You are my daughter. You are married, so that makes him family. And those are my grandkids. If you don't want anything to do with me or anyone else up here, that's on you. We love you and you are still our family. Like it or not, in all caps. It's not fair what you're doing to all the kids. That's who's suffering because of your behavior. You can tell your friend and your husband, thanks for the concern and answering my text because of the concern I have for a daughter who doesn't give a damn about her family. I love you, as does everyone else here. So apparently me and her husband didn't answer her.
It's very dramatic.
Very. And she's sitting there bashing me and her husband for not responding to her bullshit. Mm-hmm. On top of that, she's very aggressive. Like it or not, your family. Like, I'm sorry, woman, but if you have toxic family, just because your blood does not mean you have to be in my life.
And then like where she calls out her being in therapy, saying it's not working. Now her therapist is probably encouraging her to draw boundaries.
Yes. Yes. And apparently, and this woman doesn't understand boundaries.
Yeah, no, healthy boundaries are okay. And it seems like she does need to draw some healthy boundaries between her and her mother.
Yes. And her mom doesn't like that.
Her mother doesn't understand what boundaries is.
No. And so then I respond because that pissed me off.
I know it did. I know it did, Miss Spicy. Let's hear it.
So I said, okay. So I had no idea what was going on. I hadn't talked to your daughter in a couple of months. What I am seeing there, though, is very toxic, especially you bringing me into something that literally has nothing to do with me and taking offense when I don't respond. I said, your daughter posts on her socials. That's how I keep up with her. So I know that her kids are good. You could do the same. Also, just an FYI, therapy teaches people about boundaries. It looks like she set some and you aren't respecting them.
Yes.
Yep. So that's what I said. She didn't like it.
I'm sure she didn't.
She didn't like
Let's hear it.
She says,
I'm committed.
Therapy teaches how to deal with situations that are difficult, and turning your back on them and ignoring them isn't dealing. That's a bad therapist. In all
Has
caps.
She been to therapy?
No, this woman's never been to therapy a day in her life.
Because I promise you, mine would be like, Emery, you need to draw some boundaries.
100%. And so it's funny because I read all this.
And it doesn't seem like she knows how to regulate her emotions. So she is not meant to therapy.
No. And it's funny because I was like, I read all this to my therapist. And my therapist was like, what is she talking about? Boundaries are 100% make you a good therapist. Therapists should tell you to do boundaries.
It's mentally exhausting dealing with a lot of people who just don't, at our age, know how to regulate their emotions.
That's crazy.
It is so mentally exhausting.
And a lot of them, especially boomers, are so set in their ways that they're just like, well, this is just how it is. I'm like, you can change. Like, be better.
Yeah.
So she says, So she says that's a bad therapist, right? She says she went to therapy. So this is when she says she went to therapy. My friend's dad was killed in a car wreck. So she says when her dad was in a car wreck, I had anxiety attacks meeting certain vehicles on the road. I would tear up and have anxiety issues. The therapist never once said, those vehicles are everywhere. Just set your boundaries not to drive on the road and you're going to be on. Nope. She said, let's work on how you can deal with that when you meet these vehicles.
That's a different situation. 100%
a different situation than dealing with a toxic family.
Right. Like, what do you even mean, lady?
That's the thing, is it doesn't even make sense. And the fact that she thinks it makes sense says a lot about her. Mm-hmm. She said, nope. My therapist said, let's work on how you can deal with it when you meet these vehicles. So she says, well, we, as her, my friend's family, are not going away. There's not a different road to take. We don't have a script on how to say or not to say or how to act. We are who we are! Exclamation point.
Which tells you she's not willing to change.
No. I reached out as a concerned mom, kindly asking about them because I know she talks to you. No, she doesn't. Your daughter did not say shit to me because your daughter didn't give a shit about what you were doing. And even if she did, I'm her friend.
It also seems up you like you have a lot of pinned up emotions that you just poured on your daughter all at one time.
Yeah.
Rather than coming to her as an adult with regulated emotions and said, hey, this really bothers me, like that we hadn't had time to talk lately. I'd really like to connect with you soon. Maybe discuss some of the things that are bothering me, whatever. And then maybe she would have took that approach a little bit different. But it was very immature to write her friends, to write that nasty message with all caps. Like, that does not show maturity.
No, not at all.
And I don't know why you thought that using that tone and that message would get you somewhere. Because if you had received that message, if you were the receiver on the other end of that, you would have the same response. It wouldn't be like, oh, okay, like, let's get, no, we're not people pleasing. And I don't want her to people please.
Nope. Yeah, 100%. And I was just like, the fact that she just assumes her daughter and I like talk 24/7. I'm like, again, we see each other maybe once a quarter.
Right.
We'll randomly text, but it might be like once a month. Like, it is not, it's not me and you. Me and you talk all day, every day.
But also, you owe the mother nothing.
Correct. Because I'm her friend, the mother's.
You're her friend. Like, if you wanted to hear the mother's story, then you would have wrote the mother.
Yeah.
But for her to involve you, and God knows who else she has involved.
Right.
Was disrespectful and crossed boundaries with her daughter.
100%.
So, I would be more offended over that than the actual message, because why are you messaging my friends and letting them know my personal business?
She was. My friend was like, I'm embarrassed.
Yeah, absolutely. I'd be so embarrassed.
Yeah. And I was like, well, don't be embarrassed on my account. Like, you know, I don't care. But she's like, she has always struggled with her mom because her mom is a narcissist. And so yeah. She's always struggled to put her mom in her place. So I did it for her.
Good. Good on you.
Anyway, so she continues. She says, I don't know how to use Facebook, but I'm quite certain you don't count on your mom to keep up with you that way. She cares enough about you to find out about you also. We have mutual friends. I spend a lot of time in Asheville. My mom does not know this woman. Because I called my mom and read that to her. My mom was like, what? First of all, yes, my mom does keep up with me on social media because she comes to Spill the Teas page all the time and likes all her stuff.
She does. And she now likes all my stuff.
Yeah. She likes all your stuff. She likes my stuff. She actually does use Facebook and likes stuff.
Mm-hmm. And sends me messages.
Mm-hmm. Yep. But also, I just talk to my mom every day. So that's just not an issue.
I talk to my mom like once a week, but we don't have this weird like relationship going on because she knows I'm busy. She knows like we're going to talk. We're going to get caught up. But like we both have busy lives. Mm-hmm. It's understandable. And like, we're not going to hold each other to some unrealistic expectations.
And I literally call my mom while I'm driving.
Or put pressure on it. Like,
because I'm like, I don't have time any other time, right? Like I'm in the car. Yeah. Let me call you because I have time. And, mm-hmm. but when I get home, shit's going to, I have stuff to do. So,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it was weird that she brought up, like, we have mutual friends and I spend a lot of time in Asheville. She's never met my mom. And
that's
my mom,
weird.
My mom's like, what mutual friends? Like what?
The whole situation's getting real weird.
Yeah. She said, the reason I sent you the text I responded with is because my daughter said you told her I reached out to you. You told me, if you go back to the first message, it says, will you reach out to my daughter and let me know how my grandkids are?
Mm-hmm.
So she told me to reach out to her. Now she's upset that I reach out to her. She says, I am not, in all caps, being toxic and dragging you into anything.
You messaged me. I didn't message you. I didn't come for this.
Right. I was like, you literally are, but okay. She said, I simply wanted you to tell me kindly if they were okay. I can clearly see what a mistake that was. Without using Facebook or any other social media platform or seeking a therapist to find the boundary that I so stupidly crossed in thinking you might be kind enough to respond with just a simple, everything is good. Things are much clearer now. Thank you, with a smiley face. So she's super passive aggressive.
Yes.
She's getting on me with like the boundaries and shit. And I'm like, yeah, you cross lines and you cross boundaries and you're 100% being toxic right now. What do you mean? You're being passive aggressive and toxic as hell.
The wrong friend.
Correct. And that's the thing that my friend said. She was like, I'm scared of you.
Right.
Why like, the hell?
All the friends that she went down the list on.
Right.
That was the one she chose.
She was like, mm-mm, that was the wrong one. And I was like, yeah, that was weird. Like, I was shocked that she picked me.
Yeah, no, you should have listened to our podcast for a minute first.
Literally. And then she like sends like these huge messages, right? All my responses are tiny. Because I'm like, what, you're wasting too much
time. You're former. And, you know, I leave people on red on a daily. Yeah.
So
I don't fucking respond to nobody.
Yeah, I was like, okay. She said, so I responded to that. I said, she doesn't talk to me about your toxic behavior unless I ask. Which is what I did when you texted me. We are busy. We go months without talking and then pick up where we left off when we do. I talk to my mom daily because she's not a narcissist. Smiley face. So like, if you are going to be a petty bitch, I'm going to go lower. Like, I can't, when people say like, don't stoop to their level, here's my issue with that. There are people out there who need to be taught a lesson. Dick needed to be taught a lesson and he learned his lesson so much that he had to move out of the state.
I fully believe in humbling somebody.
100%. People need to be held accountable.
Look, at one time I needed to be humbled.
Absolutely.
I was humbled. I no longer think I can fight. I got my ass whooped by a man. Okay. I don't need.
She's like, I'm good. I'm good.
I don't want to fight no more.
It's like, it's just one of those things where I'm like, if we don't hold these idiots accountable or like stand up to them, then they think they can continue to act this way. Absolutely the fuck not. So I say that. And she says, so she's so stupid that she thinks I called her daughter a narcissist. So she goes, thank you. I've never heard her called a narcissist with a laughy face. It literally, my sentence said, I talk to my mom daily because she's not a narcissist. And then she goes, thank you. I've never heard her called a narcissist with a laughing face. Like I was talking about her daughter. And then she says, I will know not to count on you ever again, as have many others, with a heart.
I don't even understand that.
Well, so I'm sitting there like, she's my friend's mom.
Right.
Who does not know anyone else in my life. So how does she know that other people can't count on me?
I can count on you.
Literally, if you're my friend, you can count on me. If you're not my friend, you probably can't.
You drove to my house all last, what, a couple weeks ago, just take care of my cats every day.
Yeah. And I will again.
They loved it.
Like they're angel babies. It's super weird. That was just a really.
Cause not you saying no, I'm calling you a narcissist.
Yes.
That right there. That's.
So yes.
That's all. Like that's it for me. Cause so, no, no, you're the narcissist.
Yep. So I straight up told her, I was like, well, obviously I got to spill this out for this woman. Right. So I said, I'm calling you a narcissist. I'm not yours to count on. I'm her friend. And again, she had said nothing to me. You made me reach out to her and find out what happened. You calling her nonstop and not accepting that she will call you when she has time is literal psycho behavior. Thanks for giving me something to talk about on my podcast. Next episode will be about toxic mothers, since I don't know what that is like. You and your passive aggressive shit can go somewhere else. I am not the one. And she laughed at the message, but didn't respond because she was like, oh, fuck. She's going to talk about me on her podcast.
So here it is.
So here it is, ma'am. Don't message your daughter's friends unless there's an emergency. I have another friend whose mom messaged me because she couldn't get a hold of her daughter and she thought something was wrong. That's 100% acceptable. That is acceptable. Do not message me if your daughter blocked you because you called her 20 plus times because you're a fucking psycho.
No, that is literally crazy.
Therapy is 100% about boundaries. And if your therapist didn't tell you that, then you had a bad therapist, ma'am. Also, having anxiety about cars because your husband died in a car wreck is not the same thing. It's not the same. And you comparing the things and then throwing something that awful at my friend is disgusting. She's always done like super narcissistic shit and I've just ignored it because she's my, you know, my friend. I'm gonna be there for my friend. You know, you can't pick your moms, but you sure as shit can put boundaries on them. Mm-hmm. And her mom doesn't like that. And she was insulting me, insulting my own mother. And I'm like, no, 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 mm-hmm. No, 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 not today, bitch. Not today. So, thanks for showing us what a narcissistic mom is so that we can let people know on here. So if your mother behaves that way, you have a narcissist as a mother and you should probably set some boundaries. Mm-hmm. Maybe even cut her off because that's psychotic behavior.
Mm-hmm.
So that's today's episode. There's some crazy moms out there, guys. And if you have one, I'm sorry. And you're not the only one. And definitely go to therapy about it and set boundaries because you don't need that kind of shit in your life. Needless to say, now that I've read this, I'm going to block her so that she can never reach out to me again.
You absolutely should.
I didn't want to block
boundaries.
Her. Yeah, I didn't want to block her until I read them. But now that that's the case, I will block her. And that is our episode for the week. So thank you for giving me the story, ma'am. I greatly appreciate it. And we will see you guys next week.
Bye, guys.
Bye. This episode is proudly brought to you by the law firm Ryan and Rouse. If you or a loved one have been injured or need legal help for changing family circumstances, contact the personal injury and family law attorneys at Ryan and Rouse today at 256-801-1000 or visit them online at www.alabamalaw.com. When your future is on the line, don't go at it alone.